You're listening to a Rig Train Masterclass, supported by the Radio Independence Group and Creative Skillset, independent training for the UK radio production industry.
I think podcasts are amazing. I presume a lot of you here are either podcasters or thinking about making podcasts. Just recognise someone else in the audience. Some of our journalists are here, and some of them I've met for the first time this evening, Diva. So it's really fun to connect with people in a real audience, because when you're podcasting, you're often talking to nobody. So we all care about our audience, and thank you, Rig, for inviting me to meet this audience. I don't care as much about the audience as I do about the people making the programmes. As you said earlier, my name is Camilla Bike, and I run a thing called Podium.me. And we make content with young people, and we broadcast it on social media. What we do is get anyone who's under 25 to talk into one of these, just as Ollie was saying, pressing record and pressing stop. And where did I get that idea? I live in South London, and when the riots happened 4 years ago, I went down to Clapham Junction the next day to see if I could help clean up or do something useful. And this was my new toy at that point. And there were a bunch of teenagers that were helping to clean up, and I thought, well, I'll have a chat with them because I'm a journalist, and you know, see what they're doing. And they said, oh, no, we don't want to say anything. I said, oh, please, it's important. Has any of these world media organisations spoken to you? You know, Sky was there, CNN, BBC. Oh, no one ever listens to us. They don't want to know what we think. I said, well, I want to know what you think. And so the idea was born, to give the platform to them and to teach them how to interview each other. Now at Podium.me, we have 270 young journalists all over the UK, west of Ireland, Guernsey, northern Scotland, lots in London, lots in Manchester, and other cities and towns around the country. And where do all the questions come from? What do they want to talk about? Well, we get commissions for short pieces of audio for news, features, and topical stories. We get short slots on Radio 1, on The Surgery every week. We do things for Radio 4, we've done stuff for Women's Hour. We collaborate with production companies, and we come up with ideas that are broadcast on the World Service. We've also got links with Radio 5 Live and LBC. But Podium.me exists for its team members and for its audience as a place where if you're under 25, you can be anonymous and talk about anything and everything. So what about the money? I did laugh when Will asked me to come and speak at this event, because we're struggling to find money. Why? We are a very attractive prospect for advertisers because they want to know what young people think. But that didn't work in the beginning for various reasons. Because we didn't have the reach of the focus groups, so if they wanted to know about a particular product, we didn't have enough people to be asking about it. And we also didn't have the audience to justify giving us advertising revenue in the way that you've described. Even a frantic exaggeration of the Google Analytics wasn't going to work. So one of our problems was our ambition, because we wanted to cover everything. So I send out a weekly brief, and the kind of topics in it, so I've just done one yesterday, which our new journalists here will hopefully have received and already told me what topics they want to cover. How long should we live for? Debate about euthanasia. FGM, young people's reactions to hearing a campaigner and a victim. What do you do if you fail to make your sporting dreams? HS2, have you ever been on a train? Would you go on a long distance journey? And what do your parents think of your post-A-level celebration plans? As you can see, the topics we cover are very, very broad. Try pitching that to a youth brand. No one person will listen to all of our podcasts, and we produce one every single day. I think we're up to about 800 now. But I will listen to them all, because I have to check that they haven't said anything that they shouldn't say. But people will hear about them through social media and by others sharing, and that is how we are growing our audience. We don't show anyone's faces. One of the reasons, because we want to protect the anonymity of our young audience, our young producers and interviewees, because that way there will be no trolling, there'll be no nasty comments, there'll be no comments left saying, I don't agree with you, or, you know, I'm not going to use the language, but, you know, they're basically a way of protecting our young people. But we did get them to talk about selfies, and we're just going to play, Matt, please, a minute and a half of a podcast that they made about selfies. And this was pitched by one of our journalists. It's a rather nice
image. When I take a selfie, I'm taking it, so I know how I want myself to look, the angle. Whereas when I ask other people to take a picture, the picture might not come out as a picture.
The amount of selfies I take in a day depends on how good the selfie is. So if it's not too good, the first few times, then carry on until I get the right picture.
I might take a selfie in the morning before I leave, and, you know, take about two, and, you know, I can showing different side covers, and
yeah, so I think they make me look absolutely flawless.
You can just set up a selfie session where you take about like 50 and then you narrow it down to like the two that you like.
Selfies are like the best inventions ever.
But it's like when you take a selfie, you do it once, but then when you do it once, you take like 100.
If I'm looking absolutely on point, I think about literally about 50 selfies in one go.
It's usually like, oh, that one's terrible. Oh, I look nice in that one. I put that one on Facebook.
I love selfies. Makes me look glorious.
Okay, so as you can see, we cover really humorous subjects, and that was a lovely one that someone pitched to me, but another journalist pitched the FGM story this week, and again, we're going to be covering that in a very, very different way. So we're not scared of any topics at all, and all of the ideas do come from them. Where have I got to? So, for me, it's all about breadth of subject and giving the reins to the journalists. So now we're a huge team of young people based all over the UK. We have an amazing producer, Chika Ayres, who I know some of you already know, and a journalist manager, Penny Bell, who's also part of the organisation Sound Women, who you may know her through that. We do sell content for tiny amounts to the very stingy BBC. Sorry for anyone who is BBC here, but getting money out is really hard, and it's never going to add up to very much. So in order to grow and be more effective, we became a registered charity this year. So now I have to fill out really boring forms and try and be more convincing than the other 1,000 people going after the same pot of money. But if you're interested, we have huge plans, and we're starting Podium Iceland in a few months' time. We were approached by them, and they've already got their own funding in place, which is really irritating. So if they outgrow me, that's fine, but perhaps they could start funding us, I don't know. And it will be in Icelandic. We also have reporters in Hong Kong, the US, Denmark, France, and Germany, and other countries. So what are we known for? Well, amazingly, within 2 years of broadcasting, we did win a Radio Academy Award bronze for creative innovation. So we're known for doing things differently. We've just done our training day in Media City for 80 teenagers and students that was kindly co-hosted by Five Live. And we are trusted by our contributors and by the broadcasters. So we work with foster carers and looking after kids in foster care. We work with rape crisis victims. We work with schools, with youth clubs, the Prince's Trust, the NSPCC, anywhere where young people gather in any sense are able to contribute to our stories. And unusually for a media platform, I think, we're known for being caring, for listening, for enabling, and for giving honest answers. It's amazing to be in a room with so many creative people and quite daunting. But if you have an idea that you think we should be doing, please come and say hi. We'd be really happy to welcome you on board. We've had some incredible people joining us. Our Twitter is @PodiumMe, which I hope's on there. And we'd love to connect with you or even add you to the Podium Friends list so that you're kept up with what we're doing. We're not precious about our idea. We want to grow our audience. We want to get some money. I'm frantically taking notes from all the people who know a lot more about it than I do. I'd love to talk to Acast later if this idea has appealed to you in any way. Good to have a public pitch there. Just in case. And sorry, that wasn't on my notes, that was completely off the cuff. We don't want commercial pressures to stifle our ambition to be the true voice of the under 25s worldwide, but if a commercial partner came along, we'd definitely consider it. We're not about gossip, we're rarely about celebrity, we don't have a political slant, we aren't rude or scandalous, but we are real and honest. I have no desire to be a podcast millionaire or even billionaire, but I do want to hear great stories told, and that's something that I think here we all have in common.
You've been listening to a Rig Train Masterclass, supported by the Radio Independence Group and Creative Skillset, independent training for the UK radio production industry.